Palestinians have slammed the new Israeli measures in Jerusalem al-Quds under the pretext of advancing the city's touristic infrastructure. They say the measures, which include building a touristic bridge over Palestinian towns towards Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and the digging of wide tunnels for a new cemetery only for Jews, are aimed at Judaizing the city.
The main goal is not to encourage tourism, as they claim, but rather to Judaize the general features and the nature of the city in order to convince the world that the old Al-Quds that is carved in the brains of people doesn't exist anymore, and that there is a new Al-Quds, which is the capital of Israel.
Palestinians say those projects are part of the Israeli regime's plan to eliminate the historic Palestinian and Islamic features of the city and eventually evicting its people. They accuse the U.S. of emboldening Tel Aviv to speed up its measures in destroying the city's original face.
These kind of projects are done by the Israelis for to change the image of Jerusalem and to make facts on the ground. Facts on the ground, it means that the Palestinians could not dream or have a piece of land where they can share the city between them and the Israelis, as they are dreaming now, to have a little land to make a capital of Palestine, because that declaration of Donald Trump.
Those new projects come along a series of new Israeli settlement projects in the West Bank and around Jerusalem al-Quds.
Speaking to specialists and ordinary citizens in the city, we found that many share the same concern that the Judaization projects have reached an unbearable threshold, barely leaving any room for the Palestinians' own development in their city. Fatma Abdelkarim, Press TV, Jerusalem Al-Quds.